'Tis the season of making the perfect wish list and the perfect playlist with Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Earbuds and Headphones. Breakthrough immersive audio uses spatialized sound to bring your fave holiday classics to life. And world-class noise cancellation ensures a not-so-typical silent night and an epic holiday party of one. It's everything music should make you feel, taken to new holiday highs. Visit Bose.com/iHeart this holiday season and shop sound that's more than just a present.
The Victoria's Secret VS Voices podcast is back with season 3. Join me, Amanda Decadene, as I sit down with the wonderful talent surrounding the reimagined iconic fashion show, Victoria's Secret, The Tour 23. My guests include Emily Ratajkowski, Bubu Ogisi, Supriya Lele, Jenny Fax, and many more. Listen to season 3 of VS Voices on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
What up? It's Dramos from the Life as a Gringo podcast. We are back with a brand new season. Now, Life as a Gringo speaks to Latinos who are born or raised here in the States. It's about educating and breaking those generational curses that, man, have been holding us back for far too long. I'm here to discuss the topics that are relevant to all of us and to define what it means to live as our true, authentic self. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And to search for the Our American Stories podcast, go to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Billy Mae Richards is a Canadian actress best known for voicing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The special first aired on December 6, 1964 on NBC. Here's Billy Mae to share her story.
I go back almost over 75 years now. I've been in every kind of show business. I'm quite proud of the work in the Navy show as part of the war effort in World War II. We went all across Canada and back and then overseas, and we did a command performance for the King and Queen and went into Paris, and we played for the American troops in Paris and then Brussels and Amsterdam and into Germany. So after the World War II, that is, so you know how long ago it is, I took my credits from the Navy, and I joined Lorne Greene's Academy of Radio Arts, and he, of course, is a very famous Canadian, and he did Bonanza. That was a great series. And so I joined the Academy of Radio Arts because I had already done stage work, and I was a musician and an actor and everything, but I didn't know the technique for radio and drama. So that's why I went there. And out of that, I graduated, and everybody that heard me gave me a part as a child. So that's where my first big show was, a big drama, and on the stage series in Canada. So that it just went from there. So I spent 25 years in the CBC doing school broadcasts. And then when the cartooning came our way, then it was just sort of a natural progression to go into voice work. Because you're not, you know, I'm not a television actor, and certainly not now.
Hey, Clarice. Hey, after practice, would you?
Rudolph, you get back here. It's your turn, you know.
Gee, I gotta go back. Would you walk up with me?
Uh huh. Rudolph, I think you're cute.
I'm cute. I'm cute.
Just want you to know that I'm still cute. Well, I see Hermie once in a while, and I always wanted to be like Hermie. I wanted to be independent, and he wanted to be a dentist. So we were misfits together.
Hey, what do you say we both be independent together, huh?
You wouldn't mind my red nose?
Not if you don't mind me being a dentist.
It's a deal.
So that was fun, you know. So the whole show was fun to do. And it was all Canadian. All the voices are Canadian except for Burl Ives. They all say, well, I thought it was an American show. No. Yeah, well, it was partly Bernard Cowan. He was directing it along with Jules Bass. And they came up to Toronto because we have all the voices from radio because our radio never died. You know, it kept on with because of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. You know, we'd all been still working in radio, so we had the voices for radio. Because the puppets are actually three-dimensional, and they have to be filmed, you know, one little teeny movement at a time with the 3D puppets, you might say, but they're not puppets. They're moved each little teeny little bit as they move through the snow. For instance, the snowman goes through the snow and he's the snow is pushed in front of him. It's a unique process that Rankin and Bass first developed, and they went on to do other ones, of course. The shows I did were all aimed for children because that's all I ever did were boys' voices, so like Care Bears and things like that, you know. I don't tell anybody either because it spoils the illusion, especially for children. I hate to say it, you know, especially now. Oh, I have children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. They think it's wonderful. When they were little, they went to school and told their teacher that their mother was Rudolph, and the teacher looked at them and said, oh, yes, dear, of course. So we get on with the work now, you know. Yeah, but I sometimes go to schools, and it's very good to teach kids how important it is to learn to read, not only for pleasure, but there actually is a side of that that can be a profession. So it's a boost for children in the reading, and that's when your character voice is, you know, fine. Then you can say, by the way, we thought it'd go 1 year, maybe two at the most, and that was it. But that's, you know, that's fine. Look what's happened to it. You realize it had become a classic, you know, sort of like, you know, Wizard of Oz. You know, that type of show that has a moral to it, and you know, everything works out in the end. And so, I mean, there you go. That, what more can you ask? You know, it all worked out in the end. It revived Rudolph from being just the song and a little Christmas book, and made it into something that could be watched every Christmas. It became a Christmas classic because you know, my grandchildren even now are, you know, so they're almost beyond it, but they still watch because they say, oh, but it's so cute. You know, Rudolph is also, of course, I'm Rudolph in Rudolph Shiny New Year, and the one that's Christmas in July with Frosty the Snowman. So whenever there's a Rudolph, that's my voice.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
It will be an honor, sir.
And it was wonderful to see it all put together with the actual figures because we didn't really know what they were going to look like. So it was a really fun thing, and I'm very proud that it's been on this long. There are not too many people that can say that. So it's really great, but I enjoy the work that I do, and I'm quite happy. And that's good enough for me.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. The story of the woman who voiced Rudolph here on Our American Stories. Here at Our American Stories, we bring you inspiring stories of history, sports, business, faith, and love. Stories from a great and beautiful country that need to be told. But we can't do it without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love our stories in America like we do, please go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little. Give a lot. Help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Tis the season of making the perfect wish list and the perfect playlist with Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Earbuds and Headphones. Breakthrough immersive audio uses spatialized sound to bring your fave holiday classics to life. And world-class noise cancellation ensures a not-so-typical silent night and an epic holiday party of one. It's everything music should make you feel, taken to new holiday highs.
Visit Bose.com/iHeart this holiday season and shop sound that's more than just a present.
Chances are you aren't sharing an epic dinner with your friends right now, but you could be. Just book a seat at a private dining event with your Chase Sapphire Reserve card. Then get to it. A multi-course menu, insane flavors, a wine pairing. Ooh, is that crispy duck? Experience more unforgettable dinners with private dining events from Sapphire Reserve. Chase, make more of what's yours. Learn more at chase.com/sapphire reserve.
Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hey, hey, it's Malcolm Gladwell, host of Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Your elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive entirely its own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.